On Memorial Day, a day set aside to honor and remember members of the American military killed in action. Earlier today, Vice President Mike Pence placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. There are parades and ceremonies in communities across the nation today, and we want to take a few minutes now to update a Memorial Day story we've been following for several years. It started with this.
I think I have this right. Do you still drive Jared's truck?
Yes, I do.
There it is. Yep.
Tell me about that truck.
What can I tell you? It's just, it's him. It's got his DNA all over it. I love driving it because it reminds me of him, though I don't need the truck to remind me of him. I think about him every hour of every day.
That's Here and Now's Alex Ashlock speaking in 2011 with Paul Monty at the Massachusetts National Cemetery, where Monty's son Jared is buried. Jared was killed in Afghanistan in 2006, and his father had just started Operation Flags for Vets. He asked volunteers to come to the cemetery to place flags on the graves for Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Well, a songwriter in Nashville heard that conversation and wrote this country song, recorded by Lee Bryce. It's called I Drive Your Truck.
89 cents in the ashtray, half-empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard. That dirty Braves cap on the dash, dog tags hanging from the rear view, old skull can and cowboy boots and a gold army shirt.
Paul Monty drove the truck to the cemetery again over the weekend, and Alex Ashlock was there too.
Saturday was a beautiful day on Cape Cod, and people flocked to the National Cemetery to place American flags on the graves there for this Memorial Day.
You got to go down that hill and put them in there.
I park on the, it's okay. The street.
No, that's 18, actually.
Place your flag at least 3 to 4 inches down into the ground so that it doesn't waver.
There were Vietnam veterans on Harleys, Cub Scouts, and families, many with loved ones, buried here. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker joined the volunteers.
If you're a family who's lost somebody in combat or in service, every day is Memorial Day for you. And they do value and appreciate it when folks take a few minutes to come out to a ceremony in their community, to visit the cemetery, to plant flags as people are doing here today, and just honor and remember the fact that there are a lot of families who have an empty seat at the table because somebody answered the call.
This is the 9th year for the Memorial Day version of Operation Flags for Vets. I spoke to Paul Monty about that history. And I think I had my numbers right. 50,000 flags when you started. Does that sound about right?
56,000 when we started and 77,000 now.
Mm-hmm. How do you keep up with the supply? How do you keep the supply up with the demand for all these flags these days?
That's not the easiest part. I mean, it's luckily we get to reuse them a number of times because when we order, we want to order enough for everybody at once. Every grave in here has to have the same flag, same quality. No rips, no tears, no frays, no bent sticks. So, you know, we run down. We had a bad year. 2 years ago, we lost 10,000 flags. Last year wasn't as bad. I think we lost 6,000. So we get to that point where we need to reorder, which is big bucks, but we manage.
And people donate money.
Yeah, we have no corporate sponsorship whatsoever. We have no help from the government whatsoever. It's the people that are putting $5 and $10 in a bottle or whatever. And you know, some people are more generous, but that's how it works. It's the little people, and that's really what this is for, is the little people.
Did you ever imagine when you started this 8 years ago that hundreds of people would still be coming out here for Veterans Day and Memorial Day to do this?
No, you know, my brother Matt and I talked about this and in the beginning. And we said, 5 years, that'll be about it. So now we're into the 9th year, and it's even stronger. We're, We're expecting maybe as many as 5,000 people here today. And that's just, it's so heartwarming to see those people coming back year after year and bringing their friends, the families that come, the grandparents with the parents, with the kids, you know, the little ones in strollers, and then the 90-year-olds that come with the walkers, and it's just magnificent.
I know you've always said that this isn't about Jared. What is it about?
It's about each and every one of the people buried here that sacrificed so much for our freedom. That's what it's about. When I first got permission to flag the cemetery, or when I was in the process of getting permission, they allowed me to put one flag, and that was Jared's, and I refused. I said, no. He wouldn't want that. He'd be very upset. These are all his buds. These were all the guys that he served with. These are the people he respected. And if I can only do one grave, I won't do any. It's either all or none.
It'll be 13 years next month since he was killed in Afghanistan. Maybe this is a dumb question, but has it gotten any easier?
No, it hasn't, not at all. In fact, in some regards, it's gotten more difficult.
Why is that?
Name recognition. A lot more people know what's going on. And with his particular status and the name recognition.
You mean it keeps it in your mind more because more people know who he is and what happened?
Yeah, this week alone, let's see, 8, 9, 10. This week alone, I'm doing 10 different events.
So you never get to get away from it?
No, it's every time I begin the process of settling in, I get a reminder. First it was when he was killed, then 3 years later was the Medal of Honor. Then 3 years later was the song that came out, I Drive Your Truck. 3 years later the book came out. And every time you do an event somewhere, it's sort of like someone saying to you, hey, guess what? Your son is dead. And that's what doesn't allow you to really move on with things, because it's just a constant reminder that he's not here anymore.
And we're standing by the truck.
We are standing by the truck.
Yeah. You know, it looks like you maybe got it cleaned up.
I got it painted. I have to preserve that truck, so.
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
I had someone do work on it, and they fixed the rust spots and painted the whole thing.
So. Looks like a brand new truck.
It really does, yeah. It's great.
And you still drive it.
I still drive the truck, of course. Yeah. I mean, regardless of the song, wouldn't make any difference. That's his truck. He rides with me, and I'm happy to have him aboard.
What's the message for people who might hear this on Memorial Day? What's your message for Memorial Day? What does it mean?
Well, it's really simple. It's, you know, freedom is not free. Someone gave blood, someone died for your freedom. It really is as simple as that. Freedom isn't free. You want to be free, you got to pay the price. And some people have paid the price more than others. Yesterday we had a rededication of the monument in Boston for all the Gold Star families from Massachusetts who have lost someone since 9/11. And, yeah, people need to see those things and understand that there are families out there that are grieving and will always grieve for the loss of their loved one.
Paul Monty, speaking with Here and Now's Alex Ashlock at the Massachusetts National Cemetery. This is Here and Now. I drive your truck.